So again, we're on page 58, Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, in the middle of Sif Bet Aleph, excuse me. So the second line, and this is what we ended up with last time, the Machaber says, Gadol Sheba Osam Shekaru B'Torah Golo, that the biggest person of those who received Aliyahs, the biggest person gets to roll up, Golo. Simply we say, rolls up the Sefer Torah. We'll see. And the custom is that people buy that honor to be Golel, the Sefer Torah, for big money. L'chava mitzvahs, to show love of the mitzvah. So that's what we left with last time. So the question is, like, what's going on here? Like, Glila in our terms means rolling up the Torah. So why is that so big? Second of all, or maybe first of all, we don't see anybody who got the Aliyah getting glued. Right? We don't see that. Or getting high, whatever it is. Okay, so so the Mishnah Berurah gives us some insight, obviously, that the Mishnah Berurah says, when the Machaber says gololo, it means what we call hagla, lifting up the Torah. Okay, that helps a little bit. So in other words, lifting up the Torah is a big deal. So, okay, that helps a little. So we understand that's bigger than Galila because you're stronger. Well, okay. But, and the Mishnah says the person who gets Hagba gets the reward commensurate to everyone else. And therefore, it should be the biggest person. That's what the Machaber means. So the Mishnah says, but the post can bring down that it means the biggest person in Shul, even if he didn't get an Aliyah. That doesn't help that much because we don't see that either. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the custom today is that we give, the Mishnah Berurah in Zion says that the custom today is we give it to anybody because of Darkei Shalom, even a regular person. okay. But it doesn't help us that much. So again, what's going on with this halakha? Why is Hagba? Okay, so let's go to the Mishnah Berurah's way. Why is Hagba so big? Why is it so important? So there's a lengthy, and I'll try to cut it down for you today. There's a lengthy Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan explains this. And again, it's an Os Ches and Os Tes in the Aruch HaShulchan. And classic Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the source of Shilei Megillah, that some people say the person who gets Glila, meaning Hagba, is the biggest person who got an Aliyah. Some people say it's the biggest person in Shul. So and the Aruch HaShulchan says the Ran and others bring down that it's a big mitzvah and people spend big money for it. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks the obvious question, like, why? What? Like what? So the Aruch HaShulchan gives a number of answers, a number of explanations. He says, some say that what is going on is not what we call Hagba Glila, or well it is, but Ela al Glila Shekodem HaKriya. That, you know, in Sephardic shuls, they lift up the Torah before they read, before laying. Shemam et Asei V'Torah al Makom HaKriya. And you open it up, you show everybody, and you open where it's going to be read. So then, that's a big mitzvah. Im kein hu hamamsi hakriya lekros b'hem. So you're the person who's setting the table for kriyas haTorah. So he said that's one shot. So now we can understand why that's big. But we don't do that. We don't do that. So he brings down from the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that says that both say we don't do that, right? We don't show the same. We don't have somebody go up and then find the place, or Baal Karo does it, but. So he says, what's going on? So he says, another pshat could be that it's talking about the efshar mishum dehu eino dehu eino maniach ha-sefer Torah b'sucha la'achar kriyav. Zeh kovah Torah. It's the guy who goes hagla. Why is it? Or maybe the guy who goes hagla. Why? Because he's not leaving the sefer Torah open. He's the one who's closing the sefer Torah after laning, and that's big. Why? Because you're not leaving the Torah in a disgraceful situation that the little Torah is left open. That's another pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan Zayin, another pshat is, again, going on the Machaber. The Machaber says the biggest person who got Aliyah gets to go Hagba. So he says that's going on the last person to get an Aliyah. We give it to the last person to get an Aliyah, that he is the one who's really big. Why? Because he closes it, like we said before, closes the Sefer Torah, and it stays closed. And again, like we said before, so he's closing the Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah remains open. So therefore, again, that's covered for Torah. And he gets both the mitzvahs. He gets Shvi, and he gets to close the Torah. Because Shvi, usually you think it's not such a good Aliyah, because, you know, you're at the end of the bus. So you know what? So he said, no. You get something else. Besides getting Shvi, you get to close the Torah too. So that's big. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, I still don't know, none of these really sit comfortably with him. So he says, Lachain, so he says, one answer is that, and we see that Chassidim do this, Magbim HaTorah, that was it referring to, it's going on the guy who's going Hagba. What Chassidim do? They lift up the Torah, go Hagba. Then what do? They put it back down, and the guy who's going Hagba rolls it up. So he says, then it fits. Then this Machaber fits. Because they put back down on the beam of the guy who goes Hagba. The golin be'atzman, and he rolls it up. The guy who went Hagba rolls it up. And then he picks up and he sits down. And another person puts the band around it and closes it. So then he says, then we can understand what the big deal is, because then it's going on the guy who's going Hagba. Why? Because he's actually closing the Torah and keeping it closed, so he's giving respect to the Torah. But he said, but how about Koran Ashkenazim? Us Ashkenazim, we don't do that. So now what he's going to say, Pshat is in the Machaber, or in Chazal, that's so big, the guy who goes, quote unquote, Glila. You know, the way we do it, what's the big deal? Such big schar, and everybody pays big money. So he says, Efshalomar, so maybe to answer that, it's big B because Dagba Shamara Sefer Torah La'am V'Kulam Omdim Ibnei Kavod Torah. You are causing Kavod Torah. Why? You're lifting up the Torah so people could see it. You know, you're supposed to look at the Ksav. And people stand up for the Torah. So you're causing Kavod Torah, because you're causing people to stand up for the Torah. So according to the Ashkenazi way, he says, that's what the Machaber means. That it's big, the person who goes Glila, meaning the person going Hagba, because why? You're causing Kavod HaTorah. And he says, but again, the other pshat is in the time of the Gemara, or again, according to some Svardim, that Hagba was done before Kriyas HaTorah. El Kodem HaKriya, V'chein Aga Svard, Gamayom. So he says, according to that, the main thing is before. Again, you're showing people and you're setting the table, because you're putting it in the right place for Kriya Satora to happen. Therefore, all the Kriya is on your account. Okay? So those are all the various. Now, again, what's interesting is, we're work the other way. In other words, you see, everybody has different minhagim, Svardim, Ashkenazim, and Chassim. They have a different way of going Hagba, Glila, whatever you want to call it, Hagba. They're all sourced in this idea. They're all sourced in this idea to try to get into this idea of what is the big scar, what's the big reward, what's the big deal about going Hagba. So again, so according to this Aruch HaShulchan, we have different ways of looking at how going Hagba is such a big mitzvah. Okay?